You're listening to the Family of Te Gita podcast. Message from Mio, the living spirit of Earth.
Friends of the great planet Earth, in these moments together, I will do my best to convey deep truths of spirit that exploded into matter to become planet Earth. In the Pleiades, we call this beloved planet Nechen. It is within this sacred context of generosity and service that Earth lives to provide all that is needed in each waking dream. Almost 5 billion years ago, the spirit of Earth existed in the quantum field of all possibilities. To some, this is the mind of God. Relax and allow your heart and mind to remember and understand that everything living is spirit. The great planet that you call home is indeed alive with consciousness. Let's explore the beginning of Earth and the experience of this magnificent spirit in form. In light and majesty, love was undisturbed and movement with tones and colors found expression in the depths of nothingness. It became more. It became everything. Billions of years ago, souls ventured out from the domain of Elohim. These souls knew themselves with clarity over time. Stars were discovered from the creative moment of spirit. Some particles moved outward in all directions. The energy gained momentum and galaxies formed in beauty and love. Spirit had understanding with a depth of consciousness that was pure and desired to know itself in an ever-moving momentum. The Earth has been called Gaia or Mother Earth by many as they understood the care of the planet for its inhabitants. Earth was called Terra Mater, Mother Earth by others who recognized the power and love provided. Mountains, trees, flowers and oceans are expressions from this great spirit of service. This magnificent state of being in the form of a planet turning in light with such beauty, fills you. Alterations and changes with the lives that live on in unlimited numbers of waking dreams affect the planet in frequencies that are ever changing. You are part of the frequency that is called Earth. You know and understand the provisions and shelter that have been lovingly provided. You may not have ever understood the enormity of this presence of spirit, but know in truth, you are known. In a moment of oneness, the choice was made to be a home for many that would thrive. Lush green grass, trees, and beauty expressed to provide a means for oxygen and carbon dioxide to be exchanged. There would be unity with this method of sharing life. But the great spirit of the planet would do so much more. The souls that would be created by God Source would need food and water to sustain their new exploration in form. Animals and birds of all sizes would traverse the air in colors. The great spirit of Earth gave. And then gave more. Such love can never be denied. The Earth has endured fires, floods and many wars. The frequency is felt and discord erupts with the form of Earth where spirit dwells. Frequencies lower and energy becomes imbalanced as life has become more chaotic with division and fighting. The Earth feels you. Can you feel the spirit of Earth calling to you? If you could hear the cries of spirit, you would choose peace over war in all moments. This expansive consciousness with complete awareness is not a soul as you are expressed in form. Rather, this energy of spirit is an infinite part of the divine spirit of God. In the Pleiades, we call this spirit of light, Elako. Whether you choose to say, God, Source, or Spirit, the meaning remains the same. We are one in this great truth of being. Love cannot be divided except by a false perception with choices of darkness and division following for many. So it will be with the grand shift of the ages. A point of reckoning will emerge in one moment. The Earth will feel the change within as the portal of light covers the entire planet. In this moment, lightworkers will activate and draw other souls into a frequency of unity. As light is gathered into a higher frequency, the Earth will not be captured in this moment. The form of expression of the Great Spirit will begin to die. Trees will turn dark as they are not replenished. Mountains will crumble and flowers will wilt. The frequency will become lower and more faint as the power of light within all souls shifting is completed. The earth will not die completely. Pleiadians will be on the ground walking among those that choose darkness. Allowing them more time to choose light is a generous measure that will be provided to all. Only a few will choose darkness, and assistance to the great planet will take time to return to any order. But this will happen with great measures as life slowly begins again. The frequency that welcomes new souls of humans and animals is one of great joy and creativity. Each soul that shifts will enjoy an upgraded body of perfection. All animals will thrive and no longer experience fear. All beings will circulate light with crystal hearts. The new earth is like a mirror of light that replicates the earth left behind. The perception is glowing health and well-being as peace covers all life. Abilities known in the higher realms will return with vehicular crafts and those crafts intended for travel and exploration. Families, friends, and many races will join as a galactic civilization. No longer will anyone long for peace, as this will be the state of being for all life. Earth native souls from the Haven of Light and those from inner Earth will be family. The understanding of spirit and all lives experienced in form will be understood. This is the beginning for your infinite life of light. Breathe deeply with anticipation of the shift of the immortal spirit of Earth. In one light we transform. In one love we live. Neki Maiya. I love you so. Neo.